So they began working together, each squadron leader commanding individual pilots, and Ender commanding the squadron leaders. They learned many ways of working together as the simulator forced them to try different situations. Sometimes the simulator gave them a larger fleet to work with. Ender set them up then in three or four tunes that consisted of three or four squadrons each. Sometimes the simulator gave them a single starship with its 12 fighters, and he chose three squadron leaders with four fighters each. It was pleasure. It was play. The computer-controlled enemy was none too bright, and they always won despite their mistakes, their miscommunications. But in the 3 weeks they practiced together, Ender came to know them very well. Dink, who deftly carried out instructions but was slow to improvise. Bean, who couldn't control large groups of ships effectively, but could use a few like a scalpel, reacting beautifully to anything the computer threw at him. Alai, who was almost as good a strategist as Ender and could be entrusted to do well with half a fleet and only vague instructions. The better Ender knew them, the faster he could deploy them, the better he could use them. The simulator would display the situation on the screen. In that moment, Ender learned for the first time what his own fleet would consist of and how the enemy fleet was deployed. It took him only a few minutes now to call the squadron leaders that he needed, assign them to certain ships or groups of ships, and give them their assignments. Then, as the battle progressed, he would skip from one leader's point of view to another's, making suggestions and occasionally giving orders as the need arose. Since the others could see only their own battle perspective, he would sometimes give them orders that made no sense to them. But they, too, learned to trust Ender. If he told them to withdraw, they withdrew, knowing that either they were in an exposed position or their withdrawal might entice the enemy into a weakened posture. They also knew that Ender trusted them to do as they judged best when he gave them no orders. If their style of fighting were not right for the situation they were placed in, Ender would not have chosen them for that assignment. The trust was complete, the working of the fleet quick and responsive. And at the end of 3 weeks, Mazur showed him a replay of their most recent battle, only this time from the enemy's point of view. "This is what he saw as you attacked. What does it remind you of? The quickness of response, for instance." "We look like a bugger fleet." "You match them, Ender. You're as fast as they are. And here, look at this." Ender watched as all his squadrons moved at once, each responding to its own situation, all guided by Ender's overall command, but daring, improvising, feinting, attacking with an independence no bugger fleet had ever shown. "The bugger hive mind is very good, but it can only concentrate on a few things at once. All your squadrons can concentrate a keen intelligence on what they're doing, and what they've been assigned to do is also guided by a clever mind. So you see that you do have some advantages. Superior, though not irresistible, weaponry, comparable speed, and greater available intelligence. These are your advantages. Your disadvantage is that you will always, always be outnumbered. And after each battle, your enemy will learn more about you, how to fight you, and those changes will be put into effect instantly." Ender waited for his conclusion. "So, Ender, we will now begin your education. We have programmed the computer to simulate the kinds of situations we might expect in encounters with the enemy. We are using the movement patterns we saw in the second invasion, but instead of mindlessly following these same patterns, I will be controlling the enemy simulation. At first, you will see easy situations that you are expected to win handily. Learn from them, because I will always be there, one step ahead of you, programming more difficult and advanced patterns into the computer so that your next battle is more difficult, so that you are pushed to the limit of your abilities. And beyond? The time is short. You must learn as quickly as you can. When I gave myself to starship travel, just so I would still be alive when you appeared, my wife and children all died, and my grandchildren were my own age when I came back. I had nothing to say to them. I was cut off from all the people that I loved, everything I knew, living in this alien catacomb, and forced to do nothing of importance but teach student after student, each one so hopeful, each one ultimately a weakling, a failure. I teach, but no one learns. You too have great promise, like so many students before you, but the seeds of failure may be in you too. It's my job to find them, to destroy you if I can. And believe me, Ender, if you can be destroyed, I can do it. So I'm not the first? No, of course you're not. But you're the last. If you don't learn, there'll be no time to find anyone else. So I have hope for you, if only because you are the only one left to hope for. What about the others, my squadron leaders? Which of them is fit to take your place? A lie? Be honest. Ender had no answer then. I am not a happy man, Ender. Humanity does not ask us to be happy. It merely asks us to be brilliant on its behalf. Survival first, then happiness, as we can manage it. So, Ender, I hope you do not bore me during your training with complaints that you are not having fun. Take what pleasure you can in the interstices of your work, but your work is first. Learning is first. Winning is everything, because without it, there is nothing. When you can give me back my dead wife, Ender, then you can complain to me about what this education cost you. I wasn't trying to get out of anything. Oh, but you will, Ender, because I am going to grind you down to dust, if I can. I am going to hit you with everything I can imagine, and I will have no mercy, because when you face the buggers, they will think of things I can't imagine, and compassion for human beings is impossible for them. You can't grind me down, Mazer. Oh, can't I? Because I'm stronger than you. Mazer smiled. We'll see about that.